Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Lamites and the Oizu Hodor edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha base in the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Shnei Kavim v'Kav Oyrez v'Kav Chumo be'emtza. One has two Kavim of the same min, that if they were together, they would be Chav and Chalo, because the Shear of Chalo, as mentioned before, is 5/4 of a Kav. You have your two Kavs, each one is 4/4, but they're not together. There's something in the middle. What's in the middle? Either a kav of oyuris of rice or a kav of truma. Ainu mitzarf, they don't mitzarf, the oyuris and the truma don't join them together because, as we'll see, the items, oyuris and truma, don't have a chiyuv chala. Oyuris is not obligated in a chala, and truma is not obligated in a chala. And therefore, they don't join together these two kavim that are separated. But if you have something in the middle, which is chayav and chala, just you took the challah out of it, meaning there was already a freshest challah done. So from now, this middle part is not chayav and challah, but because it used to be chayav and challah, so therefore the mitzvah of the two parts that are chayav and challah. And from here we're going to see in the Braisa of the Gemara, that even if the thing in the middle is a different mean, let's say the two doughs on the side are wheat, and the middle one is barley. They don't join together. But the barley won't stop the two wheat doughs to connect because it's chayav and challah. Continues the Mishnah, Kav Chadosh v'Kav Yoshon. You have a Kav of new grain and one Kav of old grain. You're not supposed to do Chalaf for one another. But Shenosh Chuzeh B'Zeh, they are binding from each other. Shmuel Lohime Yitoil Mine Emtza. Shmuel says, make Chalaf from the middle, where you take a little bit of the Yoshon, a little bit of the Chadosh, and make one Chalaf that includes both. The Choy Moish Chalaf say, you don't do that, you don't take in the middle. Reb Chaim, he brings two Pshatim. What does it mean? If the pshat is, pshat number one, and that he says the mashmos of the Gemara, is that really they should not join together midirais according to everybody. But Rabbi Shmuel holds a midirabbanon, they join together, and therefore I do a challah here in between. And Chachamim say, even midirabbanon, I don't do that, and therefore you don't do challah at all. And the second pshat he brings, midirais, they join together to be chayav and challah. Rabbanon said not to do it. So says Rabbi Shmuel, if you do the middle one, which combines both, that should be good enough. Chachamim say, no, you can't do the middle one, do one from each, from a different dough. Take a different dough of Yashar, a different dough of Chadosh, and do a first challah from there on these ones. And Reb Chaim points out from the Gemara's Mashal like the first pshat. Continues the Mishnah, noit the challah min a kav. Someone takes challah from kav. Kav is too small. It's supposed to be 5/4 of a kav. But he did take challah. Reb Chaim points out challah, but the evidence is challah. The Chaim points out ain't a challah. It's not challah even but the evidence. You have two kavim. And someone went ahead and did chal from each one, even though he's not obligated. Then he combined these two doughs together. Rabbi Kiva pointer. Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa holds the original chal that was taken out from each one works. So therefore, from now on, you put it from a chal. And chachoy mechayim, because they say what he did originally, it's nothing. So they have to, now you chayav and chalo. Nimtza chumroi kuloi. The chumro of Rebbe Kiva originally that said that the chalo that you're doing as a real chalo is a kulo right now that you're not obligated to chalo anymore. Zog the Gemara, nitni oyuris v'lo niti chumo. Why did the Mishnah have to bring two examples of a dough in the middle which is potter in a chalo oyuris in chumo to say one not the other, say only oyuris. So then when you tani oyuris you'd say rice v'lo niti chumo not mention chumo avamin amri you would say Oyuris is a different type of grain. So that's why it doesn't allow the two doughs to join together. But truma adishu mimino, but truma it's the same type, it's the same mean, it's also wheat. Mitzah, maybe that will allow the two doughs to join together. Havetzucha mitni truma, that's the reason you have to mention truma. Oyilu tanina truma lotanin oyuris, if you mention truma and not oyuris, havetzucha we would say, Truma de she'enu nigreris enu mitzterefs. Truma, because there's no way for truma to be chav and challah. So therefore, we cannot join the two doughs together. Oyuris adeshu nigro mitzah. But oyuris, there is a way for oyuris to become part of the wheat. As we said earlier, if you have oyuris bolul with the wheat, not noshuch, not biting, but bol, completely mixed up, so the oyuris joins the wheat to be chav and challah. So because oyuris has the potential to be chav and challah, So then maybe mitzarf. Then maybe it does join the two doughs together. Havetzuchah min di oyuris, etzuchah min di truma. That's why I have to mention both oyuris and truma. Says the Gemara, kav oyuris enoy mitzarf. The kav of rice does not join together the dough of wheat and to be chayav and chalo if it's only noshach. Well, according to another girsa over here, is Einu Mitzarif, meaning it does not join together two doughs that are wheat. Kamedumo Einu Mitzarif, or Einu Mitzarif, because Kamedumo is potter from Chalo, because you have in the Truma. Kav Truma Einu Mitzarif, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. Kav Goy Einu Mitzarif, the Kav of the Goy is also, there's no obligation of Chalo, so it doesn't join the two doughs together. Kav min acher, but if you have another min, like we mentioned in the Mishnah, you have two doughs of wheat, and you have one of barley, even though the barley does not join together, mitzarif, it still joins together the two doughs of wheat. Kav isha acher is mitzarif. Also, if you have a kav of another woman that doesn't join this dough to become chav and chala, because it belongs to somebody else, it still allows the two doughs to join. Kav chodosh mitzarif. Meaning, if the two doughs are yashon, you have kav chodesh in the middle, it lets them join together. This goes according to Chachamim in the Mishnah, that hold that chodesh and yashon is not chav and chala. Kav dovo shenit lachalo, so you have a kav in the middle, the chala is really taking out of it. Mineemza mitzarif. It joins in the middle, according to Vilna, they're going to take away the words mineemza. Rabbi Barchi, a boy, kav chalo mashu tzarif. What happens if the middle dough is chala itself? Do you say it's not chav and chala? Or because before it became chala, it was obligated in chala, so it does join. Tarim chalafto b'shol kav hegdish mitzarif kav chala einu mitzarif. Hegdish will join two doughs together, chala will not. Ma bin hegdish, ma bin chala, what's the difference? Hegdish royu lidoy soyu lichayver. Hegdish, you can redeem it, it has the potential to be chayim and chala. Chala einu royu lidoy soyu lichayver, but chala, once it's chala, you can't redeem it. There's never a chiyuv, so that has no shaykhis to the new obligation of chalo. Kodesh the Gemara says, chatzi kav chitin, v'chatzi kav soyim, v'chatzi kav kuspim. So you have wheat, which is only half a kav. You have barley, which is only half a kav. And you have kuspim, you have spelt, which is half a kav. Now the din is, the kuspim, spelt, can join wheat to be one, and can join barley to be one. But wheat and barley cannot join. So here, what do you have here total? 1.5 calves of grain. Each one on its own is only half a calf. So you may list, says the Gemara, the following. Noitel min hakuspim lifi fi mash'en. You take from the kuspim, whatever the kuspim is. The kuspim right now is only half a calf. You take a 1/24th of half a calf. Why? Because the kuspim is joining the wheat and the barley to be schaya b'chala. Because kuspim, which is spelled, can join wheat and barley. But the wheat and barley cannot join. They can't join each other. So therefore, they're not chav and chala, because you don't have enough shear. Even if you join them with a spell, it's still only one kav, which is not chav and chala. But in a case that kav chitim, the kav soyim, the kav kuspim, you have one kav chitim, one kav soyim, one kav kuspim. The kuspim does join the chitim and the soyim. And if you join the kuspim and the chitim, you have two kavs. You join the kuspim and the soyim, you have two kavs. Now each one has obligation because they have a way to be chav and chal when they join the right one. Says the Gemara, this is the gears of the Vilna Goyen that Reb Chaim brings. If you have the wheat on one side, the barley on the other side, and the kusrim in the middle, so then the wheat joins the kusrim and the barley joins the kusrim. Ha, continue on using the gears of Reb Chaim. Hakav chitim v'kav kusrim v'kav soyim be'emtza. But if you have wheat on one side and you have spelt on the other side and the barley's in the middle, so the din is loy bedol. Then you don't say this din. Why? Because the wheat does not join the spelt because the barley is in between. Says the Gemara, Rabboim Berchi, Omar, Chananyo, Chavron, Derabonin, Bayi, Ma bin Kusrim Bemtza, Ma bin Soyim Bemtza. Why should it be a difference? As we saw before, based on our Mishnah. If I have two things that are obligated in Chal, even though the middle part is not Chayav in Chal, but if it has a potential of challah, it's shayach and challah, so then it joins them together. So here, yes, you're not chayav, the wheat does not join the barley. But why does then the barley, which is, has obligation of challah, not allow the wheat and the spelt to join together? Answers the Gemara of Mem Amud Aleph, of Koyen Mishav, Abodin the Kistrim, in a kusim mitztavim achitim nishahu b'minoy. The reason is because spelt doesn't join wheat as it's the same meaning. It's not, if you have wheat and wheat, and you have in the middle barley, you're right. The barley won't disturb the two wheats to join. But wheat and spelt don't really, not considered to be the same in. The reason they join together is not because they're the same in. Elishu medameloi, because it looks similar to it. But if there's a distance between the wheat and the spelt, they're not the same thing. As Reb Chaim goes on to explain the end of the sugya. We learn in Maseches Trumos, you don't make Trumo from something which is kilayim zebezeh. Two meaning that are kilayim, that you can't plant them together. You don't join them together for truma. So if so, same thing here by challah. Really, wheat and spelt should not join together because they're kilayim zebezeh. But the only reason Rabbanan said that they do join together because they look alike. Once they're separated, so then you don't say they join together if there's barley in between. With this we conclude, Yoshal Michalo Daf Lametes.